Lester William Polfus died earlier today. You might know him better as Les Paul. Les Paul was 94 years old. Despite arthritis in his fingers, he had still been gigging every week at the New York jazz club Iridium. Les Paul was the pioneer when it came to electric guitars, the solid body electric in particular. As a tribute to Les Paul, the world's Marco Werman joins me to spin a few solid body electric guitar solos. Now, Marco, before we hear more about Les Paul himself, we should say, as for that guitar, he didn't invent it, did he?
No, Les Paul actually invented the electric solid body guitar. The electric hollow body guitar had been invented in the 30s by Adolf Rickenbacker. But Les Paul didn't like the sound because he felt that the hollow body was really more geared toward jazz, had a mellow, kind of more earthy sound. He wanted something that would really punch, where the wood vibrated less. So he built his first solid body out of a 4x4 piece of pine, stuck some steel strings and electric pickups on it. He called it the Log, and the thing was primitive, but it did punch. After that, all bets were off, of course. If you wanted to make noise, a Les Paul custom manufactured by Gibson was the way to go, of course. Over the years, Fender has made its own version, and I'm not here to moderate a debate over which guitar is better. Instead, let's go to those tunes. Here's some tracks where we hear the sounds that Les Paul, over the years, has coaxed out of guitar players around the globe.
Those are completely different from each other, maybe reverse order, starting with this kind of psychedelic sound. Who've we been listening to?
Right, so this is a band from the 60s from Peru called Los Mirlos. This is Chicha music. Before that, the great Bartolomé Atiso, the Togolese guitarist with Senegal's Orchestra Baobab. Before that, Nguyen Le, a Vietnamese avant jazz guitarist based in Paris. That was his version of Jimi Hendrix's Purple Haze. We also heard Sekou Bembeya Jabate, otherwise known as Diamond Fingers. That track was called Diamond Fingers, and we started off with a kid named Noafel. I say kid, he recorded this a while ago when he was 14. That was his guitar solo covering I Want to Take You High, originally recorded by Sly and the Family Stone.
And the commonality among all of them?
All playing solid body electric guitar is the innovation of Mr. Les Paul. And of course, we can't go out without hearing from Les Paul himself. I chose this appropriate track, Vaya con Dios, that he performed with his wife and singing partner, Mary Ford.
All right, the world's Marco Werman. We're going to hear from Les Paul now. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Here's Les Paul.
Hacienda's dark, the town is sleeping. Now the time has come to part, the time for weeping.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the American Pain Foundation's efforts to help the more than 76 million Americans living with pain to speak up, speak out, and take action for better pain care. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.